USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, tributes to Kobe Bryant. Many schools starting the day with a moment of silence for the basketball great, his 13-year-old daughter, and the seven other people who perished on the plane.
He did a good job at playing. I'm glad that he completed his dreams.
Crash investigators still trying to determine the cause of the crash. It's believed fog could have played a role. On Capitol Hill were the president's A-list lawyers defending him for a second day against the two articles of impeachment. The first session was Saturday for about 2 hours. The coronavirus continues to spread, the numbers soaring. 5 confirmed cases here in the United States, many, many suspected cases, and in China, many people have already died. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
There are new developments involving the Jeffrey Epstein case and prominent men reportedly involved with underage girls he hooked them up with. Specifically, there is new information about a member of Britain's royal family who isn't returning some very important phone calls.
Britain's Prince Andrew has provided, in the words of a U.S. prosecutor, zero cooperation to the American investigators who want to interview him as part of their sex trafficking probe into the late Jeffrey Epstein. Speaking at a news conference outside Epstein's New York mansion, U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman said prosecutors and the FBI have contacted Andrew's lawyers asking to interview him, but they've gotten no response. Buckingham Palace has declined to comment. Andrew announced last year he was withdrawing from his royal duties amid renewed public attention to a woman's claim that she had several sexual encounters with him at Epstein's behest beginning when she was 17. I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The very latest now on the Democrats who want to be president in 2020, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
With the Iowa caucuses set for February 3rd, Democratic presidential candidates are getting in as many campaign stops as they can. Former Vice President Joe Biden has scheduled events all this week in Iowa, and Mayor Pete as well. But for Democratic Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, things are a little more in flux due to the impeachment trial going on in the Senate of President Trump.
We had planned for Iowa is now in the garbage can, and we had to rewrite it very quickly. So
the Pentagon releasing an updated list of locations outside Vietnam where chemicals like Agent Orange used. USA Radio's John Clemens on the story.
10 new locations were listed by the military that Pentagon spokesman Chuck Pritchard describes as thorough.
This was a very thorough review through all of the records that were available and updated the list so that the VA would have the most accurate information to work with the claims from veterans.
This will help veterans who have health claims on their service in Vietnam.
The Department of Defense maintains a list of where Agent Orange and other tactical herbicides were used, both in Vietnam and in other locations. And then the Department of Veterans Affairs uses that information when veterans go to make claims that they have health issues related to exposure to these tactical herbicides.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.